I'd like to introduce Pakyab Rinpoche, a Tibetan Lama and healer, who's going to grace us tonight with his personal story growing up in Tibet. And my name is Allison. I'll be assisting him with his English. This is the first trip out here where he's actually speaking in his own words, not through a translator, which is really special because then there's that whole element of transmission. I'd also like to introduce Tora, his assistant and ESL teacher, and she's traveling with him this trip. And now I'd like to turn it over for community announcements. So welcome again. And again, Pakyab Rinpoche from Tibet. And there is a mailing list on the back table should you want to be informed of other engagements and other ways of being in touch with him. And unlike a lot of Tibetan lamas, he actually is a hands-on healer and offers those sessions by appointment. And so tonight we're graced with the opportunity to hear his personal story, what it was like growing up in Tibet as a boy, and his transition into becoming a monk, and then the work that he does.
Good evening, everybody. My English is not too good, but in Allison's liberal quiet and up. And I don't understand, and everybody is please in hand raise.
Yes, and so if you're not understanding him, if you look toward me, then I'll know how much to clarify or not, and that will help. Thank you.
Yeah, and tonight we not specials in a Dharma talk, and everybody Allison said, and I like to listen my some own experience, something my and something very short in my. How was my life, and how was I grow up in Tibet, and something in a something. And I some parties and some in a stud in a monastery. So, yeah, and a little bit, and we not too much in a town.
So and, he's saying, talking about his practice and his life in the monastery.
Yeah, and I should talk. I grew up in a Tibetan and a Norman and a countryside. Then I 13 years old and I become monk. Yeah, and now in 2043, now 42 in 2043. Yeah, and I become monk these times. No monk, nobody's monk, and no in a monastery.
So at that time, there were no monks or no monasteries.
Yeah. Then after in 14, then. Unfortunately, Chinese government and then opens a little bit better and monasteries open. Then and before in 1959 and I have old monk and then I got this in a rough and something monk and before in 13 years old and nobody see in monk rough also in an malas and nothing and then battalions and no can do anything and religion and practice.
So no practice or religion done openly for the first 13 years of his life.
Then on 40 years old and opens monasteries and most monasteries and destroyed and really and we open a monastery but and then inside everything's in we in statues everything's destroyed nothing's there and we before my first times and monasteries and before 1959 and a hundred thousands monk and then we in an left and we started and together again and then only in 19 monk all in 60 monk and then I'll be there and then
from 18. Thousands of monks to only 19.
Then I and studied in these monasteries and then in new in monks somewhere and I come in I studied there in a basic in a tantra 4 years then we sang mandala and music and we chanting lots and need memorize and some
And how many pages did you memorize?
Oh, and this sounds that I really in a good my memorize actually and and I easy to in and memorize easy and 4 years I think probably in a 800 pages. Maybe in more than 800, and maybe in 1,000 pages, this much. And it is in the mornings, and then we 1 hours, 2 hours, and then 3-4 pages, and it is to in memorize. And but in the now it's in difficult because and I my physicals and then really problem, and I come. In the U.S.
And he's saying that before he came to the U.S., do you want to talk about?
My leg and my back, spine, and really in a bad my and physical challenges, really bad.
After he had been acknowledged by the Dalai Lama. Dalai Lama sent him back to Tibet to teach.
Yeah, and these times and I take a lot in medicines, and then I know my memory is not too good.
Yeah,
I forget a lot. But in better now, in a little better. But and then I, 18 years old, and I. Some same mandalas, some music, and everything's in complete in my monasteries, and it is in finish it. Then I 18 years old, and we in a philosophies, and then no in a teachers, and now everything's not too good. Then India's in, before in a refuge, and Tibetans, and lot in the monks, and Tibetan peoples, and go to India. And then also in Tibetan, really huge in monasteries in Lhasa and Sera Ndepung Garden. And then Tantra's College, Jutto and Jumez. And everything's in the most and go to in India. India's and you more in freedoms and then they and give land something and build in an monasteries now in my monasteries more than 5,000 monk. Yeah, a lot. Then I heard and very good and teachers and philosophy and studies very good. And then I try to go to India. At this time, and I 18 years old. And then I I don't have any passport, nothing. Then I escaped the mountains.
So he had no passport. He had to climb over the Himalayas in the cold.
Mountains. Yeah. And then first times and I on a border Tibetan Nepal, and then I now 1 week and I escaped in a mountain. This is easy in a short time, a short road. And then we one guy.
One guard.
And then he said, oh, no problem, we in a short road. And many in the monk and Tibetan people, and no problem in this road. Then, unfortunately, we in got there in some place, and then police, and many police, in
many
Nepal.
Police. Nepalese,
yeah.
Please.
Then we in and caught.
Caught.
Yeah, caught. And almost in 2-3 hours. And really in the heart. This is in we maybe in March, May and March, and really hard. And this in Nepal, and this. And then we in 2-3 hours, and then everybody within 8 people, and we everybody's in this street, and then police and then around.
So the police surrounded them.
Yeah, and then we in 4 hours, and then we on truck, really big truck, and
Truck.
Yeah, truck. And then put in this in a sand truck, sand, and then really hard, and put this, and
they
then
put the sand over them to hide them in this truck then, in order to escape again.
Yeah, close, and then give back in the Chinese police. Then we in a guard in this border in Tibet and in Nepal. And they give in the Chinese police, and open this truck. And I noticed in almost impossible. And then something slipping woke up. And what happened? Why is this? And I watch and everybody's in on a. Can go walk and and then maybe in 10 minutes and 15 minutes, everybody looks in head is shaking Then the police everybody's in and take up. We can and grow up and take in put in this street.
They captured him.
They captured. Yeah. Then and I give in Chinese police. Then we there present and 4 or 5 days.
So they were given to the Chinese police, and then he was in prison for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, and then again in an office, and then 5 days after, and this and the food is very bad, but and we give and then others in office, and then
other officers.
Yeah, and then this and we Tibetans and then police and this and work with and. Chinese government, and it's not too good actually. Then we everybody's in an question answer one office, and then they said in 2-3 hours and stand and can move and move and then heat. Then we everybody's in a stand and then unfortunately and then one Chinese and generates in a very high
one
and
then, Chinese very high general.
Yeah, and six or seven car and then he's young, maybe in 40 and then 50 years.
So there's a motorcade of
and
a bunch of cars.
Yeah, he's coming. And then I asked my friend and ours what happened. And then my friend is really good and Chinese. And then he said, we go to Nepal and we see in temple something and we visit a friend. And I talk, and then we in a catch up in the Nepal place, and then we in give here, and then they said in 3 hours, and we stand in here, we didn't in got in food and hungry, and
then still for 3 hours.
And then he said in the heat and done something, many thought, and this and you're really angry and really mad in this place. What are you doing? You're not giving food, and you don't do this. Then you must need now and just now is bring in a restaurant and leave. Yeah. Then this police, everybody is really scared. Yeah, and then everybody's in a bring in a restaurant.
So the general, general,
treats
them to food.
Yeah. And he's a really good person, actually. And we're really lucky. And then, a restaurant, and bring in a restaurant, and I eat a lot. Then we lived there. Then we no food and everything's finished. And 7 days. Then again borders a lot in Tibetans and some business people. We ask in some samba and some special samba barley flour.
Samba is a barley flour, which is a traditional food.
Yeah, and then butter, something, and I'm not asking, and they give lots, and also money, and butter, samba. Then we in plans again, and we looking for God.
Making plans again to escape, and looking for the guards.
Yeah, then we to God, and then we again. Yeah, and then we 24 days.
24 days across the Himalayas without much food or coats.
And then really difficult, and sometimes, and then I never in carry the bag in the monastery, right? And then we carry the food, and then we walk every day, no food. And then sometimes we got food, and sometimes we food is everything's finished. And then one day we really in a high mountains in the cloud, and snow mountains.
Snowing.
Snowing. And then we in a food, everything's gone. And then we can go and no food. And then we a little bit and have samba. And samba can no have in eat, but in we little bit sniff.
So there wasn't enough barley flour to eat, so they sniffed it.
Yeah. This really help in this mountains, and it really help. And then you a little bit, and then we run a little bit, and then you again you in a walk and two, three walk and again
Then so we you go up, and sometimes they'd slip back because of the snow and the ice.
Yeah. And then I go, and then we fortunately got in Nepal. Fortunately, we not lose and then hand and then toes and then a leg, but in many in Tibet and in monks in escape in the mountains, and some in lose in toes in a hand and then loss. We unfortunately we not in this happen. Then we I got in Nepal in a few days maybe in then we go to in India. Then in India and then I go to in Sarah Monastery. And then these times in a Sarah Monastery really in the food and everything is really, really difficult. And then we some in a bread and we lunch in a hub and we can eat and never in enough in and food. And then we lunch sometimes in a rest and a little
lunch,
bit
rice.
Lunch and then this in a Dalai Lama gave in a or in a monks and this also in this schools lots and then at this time in the monastery no not too many people in this, and we what said and not too many people in the come and I was in okay and before not too many in no sport in the people's come in so not in yeah, donors. These times in a really in a we start in a survey mornings. We in a you together and then we pray and then
so
we
he's saying his practice, his daily practice in the morning is to pray.
Yeah, and then take and then a class in the morning. 9 o'clock we in a start in a debate. And 3 hours be the bed, and then 12 o'clock we in the lunch, and then 3 o'clock four o'clock we in dinner, and then we again we in start in a debate, and then in 9:30 10 o'clock, and then disciplinary is go home. Then you lecture and you stay and then group in a debate. And maybe 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Then these times no food, not in many sponsors, and this is really difficult. Then you study hard, and then you skinny, and no food, and unbelievable. And a little bit sick this time. My and fingers and everything is really long, and unbelievable. And everything is go down, and unfortunately, in this nose is big.
Yeah, he didn't lose weight in his
nose in the years. And then we sometimes really hungry, actually, and we no food, and enough, and you start and hard, and you sleep, and one day my friend is sick, and then I help him, and some cook, some my teachers, and special to him, and he's sick and patient. And give some food, and then I cook him a hub, and then we in some debate, and you some in down monasteries have in big, and you down in five and six, and times you not got there, had there be what said and a ticket, 5 rupees. At these times, 5 rupees in no, in yeah. Nobody's in yet. And then we eat fast and we go around and I need. And then sometimes, and then there I cook him and then my food, and then put there, and I can have time and eat this. And then somebody's coming, then eat. And you monks in this in monasteries, oh, this my food, this my clothes. No, and everybody share. And then I let, and I come back. And then I want really hungry, and I eat some, and I everything and finish it. Somebody eat. Then my teacher and something maybe in his place, and I check, and he's sleeping. And
then teacher is sleeping.
Teacher is in sleep. And then I come back, I summon a prayer and some parties. And then I sleeping. I couldn't sleep. I really and then hungry and then really and then hurt. Yeah. And then saw it. And then I summon a rough potato.
Potato.
Yeah. And then they eat.
Raw potato.
Yeah, and we can't cook. And then you eat. At these times, I really, really, sad. And then maybe I pick. Yeah. And then really in difficult times. Then in 1997, I finished it in philosophy, everything, and almost finished it. And then Dalai Lama recommend, you should go back in Tibet. In 1993, he recognizes in Pachep Lama.
So in 1993, the Dalai Lama recognized him as a reincarnation of Pakyab.
Before they said, I don't know. And everybody said, this and that. Then in 1993, India, then he recognized, my teachers, and he sent letters. And then a teacher told me, then I said, no. And I like to, some symbols, some practice. I don't like it, but anyway. And then we in a ceremony in 1994. And then in 1997, he recommended you go back in Tibet, should go back to Tibet and you teach.
So he requested that Rinpoche go back into Tibet.
Yeah.
And teach openly, teach Buddhism openly.
Yeah, and then in 1997, I go back in Tibet and I some little bit in the almost 3 years I teach there, and many other peoples we in together and parties, and then mornings I teach, and then most and we together and chanting, maybe sometimes and 10,000 peoples in together, and then and then a little bit and then scares some other governments and this in the publicity. Nothing's in the publicity, but in a. Then
so the politics were very scary at the times because of a hostile environment with the Chinese.
Yeah, and then I in 3 months in a prison.
So he was captured by the Chinese and was in prison for 3 months.
Yeah, and then 3 months in my legs in this time, the beginning, I tossed in my leg and ankle. And then I can and see doctors really bad. And after 3 months, before Pachyab Rinpoche's and cousins and nephews and really high in the Chinese and government office, work there, and then they helped me in hospital. And
so he was in prison and tortured and then sustained a lot of illnesses and his leg was getting worse, but he through help got to a hospital.
Yeah, and then I go to hospitals in 3 months. And then a little bit better. And then I skipped in hospital.
And he saw his opportunity when he was in the hospital yeah. to escape again.
He escaped again. And yeah, and that times in a day two in the police and then watching and then sometimes and then sleeping.
Yeah, then the police within, go to sleep.
Yeah, my brothers and then I skip and then the times and sneak and escape to in some Chinese in a city and then Chengdu. And then I am there 1 week and a little small in a hotel seat. And then I got in a ticket. And then I threw in Lhasa. Lhasa, my uncle's there. And 3 months there. And then he helped some Tibetan business people and go to in border on Tibetan and Chinese, Nepal. And I be there, help there. And they're in a really big truck. And he's in someone looking for, and I entered in the truck, and then center, then I put in others things,
and crates
then,
and boxes yeah. around him again on a truck hiding.
Yeah, and then I in Nepal, I got Nepal in easy this time, not too, and then maybe in 6 hours, 7 hours. Yeah, and then I got in Nepal, and then Nepal in maybe in, 20 days I stayed there. And then again, go to India, Dharamsala, 3 years. And then I come to in the U.S., and then 2003, August. And before in my legs, it's sometimes in better, sometimes in the worse, and not in the. Then Dalai Lama said, "Oh, you should go to in U.S. maybe in a better in a doctor or something." And then you yeah better in your leg, and you teach there. Lots and interesting now in Buddhism.
So the Dalai Lama basically says, you know, go to the U.S. and get some good medical attention and teach in the United States.
Yeah. And then I got in a long airplane and my leg, and I don't in too much in go before in an airplane. And I see it then a long time in a tour, 14, 15 hours, right, in India to in the U.S., they're long, and my leg is really sore. And then, and I got in an airport. I can't go walk. And then I call in my friend, and one people say, you bring. I can't walk. Then he bring his friend one. And then I hear her, then here and two perfect. And then I am now, want to in and I, his place. 5 days after, and I something better, and I was, and then I see doctor. A doctor give some medicines, and 2 weeks, and then again come, and they give an appointment.
And so then, he's basically doing outpatient now, getting medicines, but not really getting the treatment he needs.
Yeah, and then after, and then 1 week. Really was, and then past coming, then everything blood, and really
his leg
really
was
bad.
Turning black. Essentially, he had gangrene.
Yeah, and then we go to an emergency. Then doctors and hospital or something and give rooms and at this time it's really difficult. Actually, and I don't speak English, nothing. I begin to know, and only in my friend, one friend, in he doesn't speak. Also, he doesn't speak English, and then really in a difficult no money, and then no friend. And beginners are in an, oh, what happened? Something, yeah. Then, after this, and we really hope everybody's, and then, and we start in the Dharma's long times, and we, difficult times, and really hope Dharma.
Yeah. So he's saying that at that point he realized he'd been studying Dharma his whole life, and now was the time to practice.
Yeah, and then in the beginning something, and I was scared, and then after I got in this in an old room, and then I thinking I can practice in the beginning actually, and then I very sick, and then no friend, and nothing, and then speak. And then I think, oh, this is my karma. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we really good opportunity, and this, and we I need in practice now.
Practice.
Yeah,
now.
Practice. And we now in our got a room, and I have a doctor, and I see every day. And a nurse is around and help me, and everybody take care of me.
So he's saying at this point, you know, it turned into gratitude. Here he is in this hospital surrounded by mm-hmm. doctors and nurses mm-hmm. and food and yeah. people caring for him.
Yeah. And then in India and some in Tibetans actually, and then we Indians and lots of people, and then you in the street, and in the mornings, hot, true, and then, winters, and then hot, and then dead, people are hungry, in the street, many, in the US, guys, in the India, you know. And then, you, and it was summertime, really hot, and we in the summer lost in a lake, and really difficult, and
So again, and, the comparison how hard. He knows that other people in the world have it.
Yeah, and then I think this, and I now in compares, and in India, in Tibetans, and this in poor peoples, and nobody take care of in the street, and winters are really cold, and died, and no hungry died, and summers are hot, no in the place, and died, and. Old and 120 degrees, and died many. And now it's, it looks like a king.
He feels like a king now, even though he has tuberculosis, really diabetes, and gangrene. He's in gratitude about the fortune that he has being in this, for him, plush, abundant hospital.
Yeah, and my mind is actually, and I compares in these people's. And I'm really in a good opportunity in the practice now. My mind is really peace, and everything's gone, and no worries. And then I in a practice meditate, and I pray. And,
so he spent all of his time in practice doing Tonglen.
And then Tonglen, and then practice, and then meditations, and then.
Medicine Buddha.
And then my physical is pain, but a lot of problem in my leg, and in my spine, and they said, I have diabetes, and your gallbladder problem, and stomach, and lots of problem. But in my mind, it's really in peace. And I'm sick in my mind. And then I practice, and the nurse, and then they come in. I can't speak, and then I'm smelly. And then sometimes and the nurse is coming, you don't sick? You didn't sick? Yeah. I'm sick. But I physically sick, and I'm not in mind, my mind not sick. Yeah. And then after 3 months ago, and I'm there, and infections, and bone to be, they said.
So infection and bone tuberculosis.
Yeah. And walls, and then every blood come in and pass. They clean, mornings clean, evenings, and it really smells bad, actually. And then After in 3 months, the doctor said, "Oh, and I can have medicines. You must need an amputate your leg. You and not amputate, and I can help. And your bones, everything's gone." And and then I said, "Please, and don't say this. And I something special so that you can help in medicine something."
So basically, they're saying they've come to the end of what they can do.
Yeah, and then they said, "And I can't do anything. So you must need amputate. And your nose, and you amputate ears, and okay, and you in maybe in 1 month, 2 months, and you in fractions go away, and then you cut, and then your fractions go here, and you died, and then can help. Yeah, and your bones, everything's gone." Then I think, I don't like to, I cut my leg actually. And then they give some CDs, and you check the CD. You amputate, and then artificial in the leg. You
so
make.
So if they
then,
give them CDs with promo about amputation and artificial legs, yeah, and you can run and jump. And
you don't worry. You in the clown. You plan. You can't do anything. You don't worry. And they help. No problem. And you in the. 1 month, 2 months, you and they can't do anything. Then I think, oh, this is not a good idea. And then I, Dr. Thomas,
and really,
Robert Thomas, Robert Thomas, and he's go to in Dharamsala, and then this times and some translators and some.
And so, through translation now, he has access to the Dalai Lama.
Yeah, she's speaking Tibetan very well, and he translates in doctors, and I don't speak English, and then she translates, then I'm working in this hospital part-time. Then I asked her, and please, you in Dr. Thomas. He said, in Dr. Thomas, he's a teacher. He's in a study in Columbia University, in a
so
PhD.
Robert Thurman, Buddhist scholar.
Yeah, and then he said, okay. And then he asked some read letter, and I asked Dalai Lama in my situations, my problem in this situation. Then he's come back, and he said, and I sent some letter, and maybe in don't need in the car. Are you practice some in Tonglen and Salon?
So basically, the Dalai Lama says, what have you been
maybe
practicing?
Maybe don't need it.
You don't need it. You can heal yourself.
Yeah. And then after
through Tonglen and Medicine Buddha and some special prayers and chants that the Dalai Lama gave him.
Yeah, and then these ladies and these my translators, her friend is and a friend really special bone doctors, and then we recommend everything and bring and go to and these others and what's it hospitals check. And he said, no more, you must need an amputation.
So he got a second opinion.
Yeah, and then normal doctor, and three doctors said, and you must need an amputation. And then you in an amputation, and they help. You don't amputate, and no more in medicine, and then you go home. one Tibetan, some monk, and he's a really good heart, and two times a week he bring in food and me, and then he said, "Anna, what happened to you?" And and then the doctor said this, and then he said, "Anna, I don't want," and Dalai Lama said this, and Then he said, oh, why you live? And I live in my friend, but in a little small rooms.
He now moves to his friend's apartment.
Yeah, and then maybe 10 people, and then you sleep in, you can't go in the bathrooms, in the night times, really in the crowd. And then I told him, he said, oh, welcome to his place. But you don't want in a curry, and then you come in his place. Then I go to his place. And then I just in meditation and practice. And some most times in practice in salon. And then within the medicine Buddhas in chanting something special. Then after 6 months, it's nothing's changed. Same. It's really it's not worse. And then same. And blood coming, something. Muscles, everything's changed. And colors really bad. And then after 7 months, and better. And stop. And this blood coming, and the muscles a little bit in change. And 8 months, and then. And this slow it really sold. Everything's gone.
So the swelling, all of the infection, yeah. Everything is going away.
A little bit, and then your colors and then moments, and then your muscles colors change. And then I check again in the doctors.
So then he goes back to the doctors.
Yeah, and I check in a day after, and I take in our doctor said, what are you in take medicine?
Yeah, so they assumed, what medicine did you take?
Yeah, not in take medicine, just in the practice, in some meditations. You keep your medicine, you keep you doing, it's very, very good. You change everything, and really good. And the doctor is literally joking me, you can't you teach me? Yeah, then after 8, 9, 10 months, and then a little bit and I can walk. Mm-hmm. And I be in the two couches and I can walk. Mm-hmm. And then 1 year and then maybe in 6 months, and then I one couch and then I can go walk. Yeah. And then I asked them and go to in schools, and I asked them, I really difficult not speak English. And then I go to English class and take English class and study English. Yeah, and then better. And then at these times, they said, and I have in diabetes. And here, almost, yeah. And then excellent in everything, and I do. And then after 1 year, and I no more in diabetes.
So no more diabetes, no need for insulin, no tuberculosis, and he walks completely freely.
Yeah, now everything's fine actually, and really help. We everybody's practice dharma, and everybody same, and really difficult times, and we in the dharma so help a lot.
So he's saying we're all the same.
Yeah,
you practice dharma.
Yeah, and you guys, and then you used, and you in the difficult times, and you in the thinkings, and your karma, and also you in some meditation, something in chantings, and really help. And now it's normal, and no more in the diabetes, and then I can go walk, and then normally, everything's fine. Yeah, and this in my, my life, in a little short, but in a really, in my physical, in the challenges, my life. But everybody's, and I have, and we in samsaras. and sayings, and sometimes in the good, sometimes in the bad, and we emotion, and we in delusions, and everything.
Delusions.
Yes, yeah, samsara. But in we in some try to in practice, and you focus in dharma, and dharma is a help a lot, and for me, almost we in and finish it now, and we some dedication. And then I asked some most in our parties in Tonglen. Yeah, Dalai Lama's recommend in Tonglen. Tonglen means in taking and in giving. You in everything you in you benefit, you in urge, you in something in the heart, everything you in give in others. And you take you in others and then you in a problem, disease, and then you in a bad karma, everything you take back. And you in this practice, you take in a giving. This really in a help in a good and a great practice.
So he's basically saying the Tonglen practice, yeah, where you give compassion and love and well wishing, yeah, out and take pain and suffering.
Yeah,
in.
You. This in a really in a we and a help in dharma practice. Yeah, a very good practice. But in today, and my English and no translators and allosens and then I help me, but and usually and I use in translators. My English is not too good, but in everybody's in and maybe in not too much and I understand maybe in not too, yeah, my English is not too good, but in we finishing now. Yeah,
and your English is very good.
Yeah,
and thank you.
Thanks so much. And then we,
it depends on how severe the time is about getting out, or excuse me, close.
Yeah, right. This better.
One question. Sorry, one question.
Test. Could you talk about the medicine Buddha and how you use that, or more about the medicine Buddha? Yeah, and how you used it for your healing.
Yes, and then we medicine Buddhas and then healings. We have something visualize medicine Buddha. At this, and we are more in details, and we a little bit in we short terms, and then I ask.
He's saying you've asked a big question for a short amount of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the, in a we lot, in a yeah, we visualize, we in a teach. And, but in a in short, your medicine Buddhas, you visualize medicine Buddha, and medicine Buddha's heart, some in a medicine Buddhas, you represent the whole universe in the Buddha and the Bodhisattva. And our energies in together and dissolve to in medicine Buddha. Medicine Buddha's and the heart, blue, and then let's come in and throw to you in a crown, and then you visualize you in disease, you in sickness, and reach your problem and then to the there, and then you visualize you in mantra and in chanting medicine Buddha, and then you in what your problem and put it there, and then let in the strong, bigger you in disease, and then push away in you in just in a focus meditation, this. And then a medicine Buddha, so we in a healing, so you in details, maybe in 1 hour, 2 hours.
1 or 2 hours, but
yeah,
the cliff notes,
yeah,
are that if you visualize the radiant medicine Buddha surrounded by Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of infinite varieties and pull this blue light down in through your crown and into your heart and channel it to whatever ails you, physical, emotional, psychological, whatever, and then the toxins go down under the ground to the hungry ghosts who are glad to receive it because that's food for them.
Many in a way, yeah. In a practice, this yeah. In a short term, so yeah. We can finish
yeah,
it.
But that's the
but
basic.
But enough times and come in here, and often they come in here, and I teach them in many places. But you guys, and sometimes in a teaching medicine Buddha, healing medicine Buddha, and then you something put you in email address, and then
so if you're interested in doing a medicine Buddha time with him and really learning it and getting to practice it, simply leave your email address written very clearly on the sheet back there, and then when he is in town again, you know, you can be notified of this wonderful opportunity.
Yeah. Okay, and we have dedications, and but not even in a Dharma's talk, and only in my own something else, history, a little short. But in we in a dedications, we in a meditations, and together, it's a really good opportunity. I'm really happy, and then we in a together in these times, this moment, and we in our virtues, and at these times. And then Buddha and the Bodhisattvas and the past and the present and the features, every inner virtues and together. And then we in the samsara, six round, and then hungry, and her round, the hungry ghost, and the animal round, and the human round, and dharmaka. Every in the samsara, so we in everybody, and we in the suffering round. And we in the thinking, and we this reward, benefit, and we in a liberation, and this samsara. Over the samsara, we in a Buddhahood, this benefit, and we thinking, and then only just in you don't think in by yourself. Whole sentient beings, we liberations, and a Buddhahood, and this benefit. And then you guys in just you in visualize what. And then upright, and just in you followed in this one. You in thinking, then upright, and some dedications.
Oh. Oh.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.